Back here at the Child Center, we continue on with a post-game show after the Pilots beat Florida A&M tonight 66-60. And a little change-up here with our AAA Oregon player of the game. It is Jacob Tron, a very worthy recipient, I must say. 10 points, 8 rebounds, a career-high 5 block shots for
nice,
you.
Nice.
So you continue coming off your second double-double. And so we're chatting with you again. This one out there, a grinder, and I'm sure all you guys started watching tape. This team added a big center in Evans Desir, 6'8", 300. And sometimes you look at that and you just think, okay, it's just a offensive lineman that they put in a basketball uniform. But he had all sorts of caused all sorts of problems for you out there tonight.
Yeah, he was good. He could face up, and he was quicker than he looks. I mean, he knew how to use his body well, so – he was just shielding off our bigs, and he was hitting a few shots early. But we just tried to, you know, stay active on him. I think he got a little bit tired near the second half and stopped being as effective.
Yeah, started wearing out and committed those fouls late. A real back-and-forth game in this one. We saw Taki get hot. Good to see him back out there hitting threes in the first half. But now Malcolm got dinged up, so he wasn't available. How have you guys managed guys coming in and out of the lineup? And it's nothing serious. It's just whether you're in the protocol or a turned ankle here or Taki taking that blow to
every
the chest.
Every once in a while, just random.
Yeah, this team is going to serve you well later on, but it's got to be kind of frustrating to deal with in the moment.
Yeah, I mean, at practice, it's like, oh, who's out today? You know, is someone different, or people are just dealing with little nagging things here and there, or it's like Quincy tonight just randomly turned an ankle, so he'll probably be out tomorrow. But, you know, it's just next man up. We all practice together. We all hang out together. And I think whoever's on the bench is ready to come in and, you know, contribute right away, especially Taki. You know, he comes in and he shoots those threes right away. He gets on fire a lot of games. So we just need him to keep shooting, and whoever else comes in. You know, Theo's getting back in the rotation now. So, you know, just everyone just, you know, doing their part and coming in and contributing.
Jacob Tryon, our guest here, our AAA of Oregon player of the game. AAA Oregon reminds you to keep life going. We see the ebbs and flows. You had behind Taki a burst there to build a 10-point lead. They chip away. Then they start the second half with an 8-0 run. You guys respond with an 11-0 run. What was the key difference, though, when you guys made that 11-0 run in the second half and then seemingly defensively once again, you really put the clamps on down the stretch?
Well, I think in the first half, we were kind of like letting them get to their spots a little bit too easily, and the big dude was killing us in the first half. In the second half, they put it in their guards' hands a little bit more, and we knew that they were more drivers, so we were just, you know, team defense. That's where I got a couple blocks just being in those help gaps. But I think it just definitely a defense. It seems like we always turn up the defense in the second half, but we need to do it more consistently. But, yeah, that was definitely the difference was, you know, D-ing up and just being there in the help gaps.
So now with those five block shots for you, that'll give you 14 on the season. Isaiah still got you by one. He got two tonight, so he's got 15. Is there a little competition there?
He gets more chase down blocks. I think I get more in the half court. Maybe I need to start running a little faster on the way back. But I think I'll catch him. Hopefully I'll catch him.
Well, you'll both be, I think, now in the top five in the West Coast Conference for you there. And certainly the team defense, not leaving guys on islands. You knew it was going to be a team effort, even with Desir down there. It wasn't going to be any one guy was going to keep him out of the post. So keeping him from getting the ball, those sorts of things. What do you guys need to do? Obviously, one, figure out who's available for you for Jackson State. But what would you like to see shore up? I'm sure a little bit crisper, a little too many turnovers for you at the offensive end.
Yeah, definitely we need to work on the unforced turnovers. I mean, there's going to be turnovers where they're forcing you, you know, to make bad reads, or that's, you know, that's part of basketball. But the ones that are on us and we're just, you know, miscommunication with each other, those are the ones that you need to clean up. And, you know, if we got to limit teams, especially with turnovers, and get our assists back up, I think we'll be okay.
Well, the nice thing is you don't have to worry about taking finals or going to class. You get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Practice will be at a reasonable hour for you, and you can prepare for Jackson State. And keeping the focus on them, not looking ahead to Hawaii. I know everybody's looking forward to getting down there, seeing family and friends and the holidays and such. What do you need to do to keep your focus on Jackson State and then enjoy Hawaii when we get there?
I think we just need to try to build off of each game. You know, I don't think we had the effort we wanted tonight, and especially with, you know, talking about the turnovers especially. So next game's just another chance to try to, you know, clean up those mistakes and just keep getting better as a team together. especially going into a tournament, it might be, you know, we all need to clean up those turnovers, especially a little bit bigger schools and a little bit better teams. So we need to be on our A game for those ones.
Well, it was another great effort from you tonight, Jacob Tryon, our AAA Oregon player of the game. 10 points, 8 rebounds, a career high, 5 block shots, a plus 7 rating. So we'll let you get a little post-game meal there, get you into bed. You guys need some rest after that one.
I'll get some shots and then I'll eat.
There you go. There you go, Jacob Tryon. Thanks for stopping by, my friend. And we will bring over assistant coach Ben Johnson. Take care. And we'll switch the headphones as well. As assistant coach Ben Johnson coming over for us. Oh, we're going to get some TV time for Jacob, too. Well, you block 5 shots. 10 points, 8 rebounds. Bringing it again as assistant coach Ben Johnson steps in with us here. And I think the coaches knew this was going to be a bit more of a grinder maybe than it looked like on paper. An 0-17 coming in off a week-and-a-half layoff. But you were telling us this isn't going to be as easy as it looks on paper.
Yeah, no. They're definitely way better than their record. And, you know, you look at some of the, you know, they're in a program where they've got to go out and raise money for their entire athletic department. So they go out and play all these bye games and end up being 0-7, but they're way better than 0-7. And you look at anyone that, you know, it's in the same level as them, they were competitive in all those games. It was, you know, 2-3-point losses. But, you know, we're fortunate enough to come away with the win tonight, you know, played just enough defense and made just enough adjustments in the second half with our lineups and kind of went smaller there the last 11 minutes. And I think that was critical to us getting the win.
Again, this team fighting the war of attrition. Malcolm was out to start the game. Concerned about Quincy, who went down in the second half, and hoping it's nothing serious for him, but sure didn't look like he's going to be available at least at practice tomorrow, let alone maybe Thursday. What's been the key for the coaching staff to keep figuring out solutions and coming up with combinations to give your guys opportunities to win?
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, I think our kids are pretty resilient. And, you know, Coach Porter's philosophy, and it's next man up, and our guys have embraced that. And so, you know, we went a little bit bigger to start the game tonight. And then, you know, while we were getting the ball inside, we were getting what we wanted to get, we weren't converting at the free throw line. So then that brought another set of problems in. So I think just continuing to show some resiliency. And, you know, obviously, we don't know exactly where the guys are medically. Hopefully, we can get Malcolm back for the game on Thursday. And Quincy's status is still unknown. So,
chatting here with assistant coach Ben Johnson, Pilot 66-60 winners over Florida A&M. We mentioned good to see Taki. No lingering effects from him. Came out, hit 4 threes there to give you that 10-point lead, that cushion in the first half. And then they just seemed like a checkers match. They would make an adjustment, started to help on Taki, didn't let him have that space. Isaiah White in the second half, he started to take over as there was more room for him to operate, 16 of his 19. And again, Jacob just, he's been solid for you, doing things at both ends of the floor. You can't say enough. It's not necessarily anything too flashy, but it's just efficient.
Yeah, Jacob's been steady Eddie the last, you know, 2-3 weeks. And again, I think you start seeing that the maturity. He's an older kid. You know, he's a, you know, third year in college now, fourth year in college. And so you're starting to see, you know, more mature play from him, some big rebounds at times, and then some timely scoring. So we're going to need that from him,
no question,
the next game and as we look at further down the line, Hawaii.
And Chase Adams, the freshman point guard, he hadn't really been in one of these, too many of these that were tight grinders down the stretch, and so good experience for him. Hit some free throws, didn't make all of them, but teams are going to foul him. He's getting used to at the defensive end, maybe the other team's trying to get one of their bigger guards to take advantage of that. How's he making the adjustment so far to the collegiate game?
No, he's doing great. I mean, he's been doing fantastically. There's a lot on his plate. I mean, he's a true freshman, and a lot's been asked of him, and I think he's responded very, very well. So, you know, obviously, there's always room for improvement. You're a freshman, but I think he's showing that he's going to be one of the better, you know, guards in our league. You know, down the years down the track. But yeah, he's got a lot on his plate right now, and you know, he's handling, he's taking. You know what he's been? He's been very coachable and open to coaching and listening to Coach Geving and Coach Porter, and you know, as he works through the offensive part of the game. And it's a tough role. You're playing for an NBA former NBA great, yeah, who was a great point guard, and he's got a high expectation. But I think Chase has responded very well.
Quick turnaround game Thursday, and then we leave Friday. What's the message to the guys to have them focus on taking care of business and not start looking ahead to Hawaii?
Yeah, we can't do that, and they're not dumb enough to. We're not good enough to do that, so that won't be a problem or an issue. Yeah, you're excited to get to Hawaii, but Jackson State's very good, and we know that. And, you know, on paper, they're equally or better than the team we played tonight. And we'll have to have a really good game plan and a good 2 days of prep before we play them, and you know, hopefully come out and play our best basketball. But we'll be a little short man. We know that.
Yeah, the war of attrition starting to take its toll. And then we saw Theo getting a little bit more time. Difficult. He's probably never played against anybody as big as Desir down there. It just throws you off when you're used to banging against guys your own size for the most part. But a couple of times we saw it with D, we saw it with Hugh, you're working so hard to get positioned that it throws your balance off. So then when you do get the ball, you're not on balance to do something with it.
No question. And that guy's a unique, Desir is a unique, unique college basketball player. 6'8", 300 pounds, and he's a legit 300 pounds. And when he gets to his spot and has that angle, he's hard to deal with. But in general, I think, you know, you bend, don't break, and that's what we did tonight against him. And I think, you know, again, for Theo to play against that uniqueness, it's only going to make him better down the road.
Well, always good to teach on film after a victory. We know that. Just like they say, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. So there'll be some more medicine for the guys. Assistant Coach Ben Johnson, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Jason.
And we'll let you get a little post-game meal as well, and we'll see you on Thursday night.
Great. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you, Assistant Coach Ben Johnson, stopping by. The Pilots victors tonight, 66-60. We'll come back with our highlight package for you. Look ahead to Thursday night's game against Jackson State as the Pilots try and build a three-game winning streak before they head to the Islands for the Diamond Head Classic this weekend.